Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And what a treat. I've got Joni and Lydia here in our studio. And of course, Lydia, if you were just tuned in with us in the early morning from 6 to 7, she got in here early and surprised me. And of course, Joni Fagan here. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. And Lydia, I'm so excited you're here. Lydia Cornell from TV's Too Close for Comfort and so many more, right?
Yes, I know. That's true. Did I just see also like Fantasy Island something?
Oh, gosh.
It was so cute.
A Fantasy Island where I got to sing and dance and do a choreographed Broadway number. It was kind of like Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, there you go. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are here every Saturday from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. And, of course, this is our weekend of recovery, and that is recovering from anything that you are waking up to. And we've got lots of great references and people and therapists and anything that you need that we can help you. We really feel like it really just starts right here, and we want to reach out to anybody that's in crisis, families, couples, anybody. So we've got another great show that we're going to be doing from 2 to 3 right here. I do want to remind anybody that to follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, stay connected to all those great places so that you can win. Also, tune in to our podcast on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, and that's where you can subscribe and get all of our shows downloaded right there every week. With that, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great gifts?
We have some excellent prizes and gifts. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, try their delicious meat slow smoked daily in Hickory. That's Hickory Wood Burning Pits, located in T.O. on the Boulevard in Westlake and Telegraph Road, also in Ventura. Veggie Grill has a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos, located in Thousand Oaks on the Boulevard, Westlake Village, right there in T.O. Famous Dave's, 20 years of Texas beef brisket, done the right way on Sea Glass Way, that's in Oxnard. Also, Studio Channel Islands is hosting their annual Collector's Choice fundraiser. It's happening Saturday, March 12th from 6 to 9. Win tickets to enjoy cocktails and dinner and view art from the most compelling pools of Ventura County's emerging talent. Saturday, May 7th, it's Access TLC Hospice Foundation hosting the Kentucky Derby Gala. Don't miss out. Lots of fun with casino games and more. And finally, laugh with comedian host Jason Love. LOL Comedy Nights, March 16th, 7:30, Paseo Camarillo Cinemas.
There you go. All right. And let's start off with, you know what, I've got some Studio Channel Islands is hosting their annual Collector's Choice Fundraiser Saturday, March 12th from 6 to 9. And I'd love to share somebody a pair of tickets to go to that. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. Also, a big shout out to Venture Water. I know it's supposed to rain this weekend if it's not already starting to, you know, rain right now out there. But I don't want you to miss Venture Water's Water Take One Film Awards on March 24th at the downtown Ventura Century 10 Movie Theater. The ceremony aims to create awareness of water as a valuable resource by inviting filmmakers locally and worldwide to submit their films addressing the topic of water. And this year's theme is Watch, Collaborate, and Sustain. And definitely, I want you to all be there. This is such an important thing right now, and we need to not take it for granted that, you know, turn off your water. If it's going to be raining out there, you know, there's nothing more embarrassing than having, you know, your sprinklers turn on. So with that, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, tuning in with the Kim Pagano Show, is I have Joni Fagan here. She is one of the three blonde moms.
Hey.
How Woo-hoo. Are you?
I'm doing good.
So fun. How You've got you? Lots of great shows going on, and we've got tickets for some of our listeners out there. So definitely, I want you to write that phone number down again, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've also got Lydia Cornell here, and Too Close for Comfort is only like a we didn't even like get in the bucket, you know. I mean, there's so many more.
Yeah.
And I was so excited. We, you know, when you walked in, I'm like, oh my God, we know you.
Isn't that
weird? So we did a function together at the Ventura Shelter.
Yeah,
their gala,
great.
Their first gala. And yeah, oh. Sold it out, and we did a great job.
It was wonderful meeting you and your mom.
You work with David, right?
David Mirisch.
Yeah,
yes.
David and I, we just did Bowling for Bucks, and
we do so many charity events together.
So okay. Well, anyways, you know, I love when you meet people and you know they're going to be in your life forever.
Yeah.
You know, and especially, you know, it was a connection with my mom. And
yeah,
so,
I love your mom.
Yeah.
God bless you.
So,
God bless
anyways.
Her.
Our next guest that's going to be on is Jane Bryant Quinn. We're going to be talking about how to make your money last, a big deal right now. And then lastly, we're going to be talking with Christina Henteleff, and we're going to be talking about Vivi Jewelry. And oh my God, they've got some really good things. They've used to be Cookie Lee, and now they've taken over from that, and it's beautiful. Yeah, bling bling. My mom was all about bling bling. So anyways, I'm going to tell you a little bit about all of them and how you can make money doing that. If nothing else, have a party and invite all your friends over to just share in that. So with that, Joni and Lydia, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, sure.
Great being here.
A pleasure.
Yeah. I want to promote Joni because she's one of the funniest women I've ever met.
Aww.
Three blonde moms.
We just have been cracking up for 2 weeks. We're trying to catch up on all of our movies, and we both we found out that we both go to movies alone sometimes because you want to see all the movies, and you know, it's a last minute thing sometimes. I saw The Revenant by myself.
Did you like it?
Like 3 weeks ago. Well,
that's probably not
yes.
the best movie to go by yourself
yeah,
to,
exactly.
right? I was going to say.
I was instantly bonded with the people next to me. I was like holding their arm.
I was just going to say, it's almost like I used to say, like, when my son goes racing, I'm like, oh God, oh, I like God. Always look at the people next to me. I'm like, you're going to know me really well in about 2 seconds,
exactly.
you know, and they're like, oh God, should I move? I'm like, no, I'm really nice. It just, I'm going to hold your arm, you know?
Totally. So. I was right in the middle of these two couples, and I just looked at one of the couples at one point, and I went, hold me?
Yeah, yeah.
I screamed out loud during one scene, but I went alone.
Did
I pulled
you?
A Joni.
Yeah, and then
alone.
Lydia went.
Two days ago, after voting on all the movies for the awards season, it's the one movie I didn't want to see alone in a little, you know, in a home.
Yeah.
On a DVD. So I went to the theater thinking there'd be other people.
Because you guys get all those things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right, you guys, I need to
Joni.
Share. So, yeah,
so
that's
I sat
awesome.
Through it by myself the other
you
day.
Did.
How
it's,
was
it's
that?
Good. It's good.
Is
but
it
got wrenching. There's a couple scenes that are like, oh, wow.
Over the top. Crazy.
Wow.
Beautiful.
And so realistic. But so beautiful. Yeah, the cinematography was amazing.
The nature, the cinematography, our world is beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? I forgot a little bit of our motivational that I always love to do, and I'm going to just throw that in right now. Life is like a camera. You focus on what's important, capture the good times, develop the negative, and if things don't work out, take another shot.
Oh, develop the negative, meaning like a photo, like a film photograph.
Yeah.
Develop it.
Yeah.
And if things don't work out,
take another shot.
I like that.
Isn't that?
Focus. It's like looking at a giant painting. Don't
life
look
is
at the
like
fly
a camera,
that landed on it.
You know, I mean, it's like you can just kind of start all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so. I always try and look forward. Today is a new day. I might learn from looking back, but I always look forward because there's no reason to hang on to all that stuff back there.
You can't keep looking in your windshield.
Exactly.
You know, in that rear windshield, right?
That's true.
Joni, tell us a little bit about life as a comedian. I know you've been on my show several times, and I know a lot of, you know, who you are, but I love that, you know, you're a mom like all of us here. And,
Well, just starting out, I would say I think that you wanted to talk about the acting roots for a second here.
Sure.
That's where it came from. That's my acting roots. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, but I would see, like, very young, watch Carol Burnett, you know, and say, I think, and Tim Conway.
Tarzan, yeah.
Right? Yeah, and I was really, really young, and I'd watch The Monkees, and it made me laugh so hard. And I thought, that's what I want to do, that wacky comedy stuff.
But were you funny in school? I mean, was that your, you know
what
I mean?
You know, I'm a little shy, like, sometimes, personally.
Really?
I know that's, I know.
You are
really?
Shy?
I know. Look at where Lydia and I are, like, seriously.
No, yeah. You guys know me. No, I've come out of my skin lately a little too much, probably.
Come out. Yeah, like.
Go back in.
Go back in. Exactly. Yeah, I know.
No, but growing up, like, in school, I was pretty quiet, like, in school. Although I was a notorious note writer. So you have to remember, this is before texting or internet or anything. I would be kind of, I was sort of an overachiever, and I'll get into that if you want to, but I would write notes because I'd be sitting in class.
Wait, on your hands?
No, on a
piece
of paper.
Okay, I was going to go, okay.
I know people don't know. Like, there's actually pen and paper.
Yeah, exactly.
Back then.
Okay, that was a long time. No, I'm just
kidding. I know, I would chisel into a rock.
Yeah.
And, so I would write a note, and a funny note or letter, and I'd send it to the class, like a friend in the back of the class.
Oh,
and they were like tiny little bombs that would go off of laughter. Like, someone in the back of the class would get my funny letter, and they'd start laughing, and they'd get in trouble. And I'd like,
do you know what's funny? So I haven't seen one of my really close girlfriends. I know how life changes for all of us, right? And so it's been probably 10 years. And when my mom just passed away, everybody grew up in my house with my mom. And so she's like, I'm coming over right now, and I don't care what you say. And I'm like, I haven't seen her in 10 years. And we were reminiscing, and she said the same thing. She used to have this dog. The dog's name was Winnie. It was like I don't even know what kind of dog, but she made his face. And so she would, in our classroom, she would turn around and make that face. I would die laughing. I'd get in trouble, and she'd be like, you need to really stop doing that, you know? I'm telling
what
you.
A
and
prankster.
So, yeah, we were, right. You know? So I get that.
Or like in the backseat of the car, you'd start trouble, and your sibling would, you know, make a ruckus, and they'd get in trouble, you know? La, la, la.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
yeah.
You were...
Well, I just, my head was always going, and I was always thinking of things. So it just, all this creative stuff was coming out. I started doing drama festivals in high school.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I actually won, like, California State Drama Festivals in high school.
Meaning you were in a play in high school?
Like, they would have you do either improv or pantomime or little scenes or monologues. Mm-hmm. And we would compete against other high schools and travel around. And I won awards doing that. And then I started with Nina Foch. I know.
I took with her, too.
Did you? She used to yell at me and go, you're a terrible lion, but you're a great bunny.
Oh, I love it. That's funny.
I think I became a lion after a while. Yeah, she was amazing, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Joni, I met your husband briefly, but how does the relationship go with a comedian? I mean, I think that's kind of, you know, like he's yelling at you and I want you to be really serious and you're like, huh, you know, I mean, is that...
He's actually funny. He's actually funny.
Oh, really? So...
Yeah. He's in hotel management, but he actually is funny.
Yeah,
he makes
me
laugh.
He does.
So is that something like, was that first on your list of having somebody to, you know, laugh with?
No.
Massage.
I think.
No, I'm just.
I like both of those too.
See, yeah, me too.
Massage and laughter. That's
See,
all I want.
Yeah.
Please,
you know.
Call me.
Massage.
Yeah.
That's funny, really.
I know. Yeah. That's got to be on my list.
Foot rubs.
I forgot to put that on my list.
Well, babe,
no
you know.
Has to be able to make coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee.
There's actually alarms that do that, you know?
No. I know now. They got
just
me the
kidding.
Coffee maker. Now, I got that Keurig that makes the one cup that keeps me awake long enough to make my full pot of coffee.
Oh, there you go.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah, because I can't just drink one cup of coffee.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. He's really funny and he's, you know, very calm and, you know, I'm the one that kind of like creates things and goes around. And my daughter actually came out that way as well. She's a natural dancer. Yeah. So I did improv for a long time, Harvey Limbeck's comedy workshop.
I was at Harvey Limbeck's.
And the
class.
Groundlings. I know. It's so funny. I know.
Oh, at the Groundlings?
Yeah. For a couple years. That's... And then, you know, I auditioned. You know how it is. You audition to act. And I could do stand-up also, and I didn't have to wait. Like, I could go work without waiting to get the job or whatever. So I had a lot of lanes going at once. I did commercials at the same time.
Multitasking. Yeah, that's
totally
what women do the best.
Well, an actor's life is so difficult because I fainted on top of casting directors in auditions. I got so nervous.
Right.
But if you're doing your own material, you have power.
Right.
So it's much more, empowering.
And it's therapeutic. Actually, if I'm not on stage for a long time at this point, because I've been doing it for so long, I find myself performing like at the bank or in the market. Yeah.
Do you like put a hat out and like, no.
No, it's totally free.
Working for food, working practicing. Oh, God.
I don't know. It just comes out of me. Like, I'll see the funny in things and they'll start laughing up until the point where they look at me like, I think she might be crazy. And then it's time to go.
God. All right. So tell us about, I know you've got a couple shows coming up, right?
Tonight?
Yes. Okay.
So excited. I did a show called Top Tune at a theater called Fanatic Salon. And Lydia, you should totally be a commentator on this.
Yes.
Because they have all these new artists, musical artists, and they give them a title only, and then they have 5 minutes to go write a whole song based on that title only with people they've never met.
Okay. And this is in Culver City.
Yeah, Culver City.
Tonight
Fanatic
at 7:30.
Yes. Now, I did that show and I met the people at the theater. 7:30 tonight, Fanatic Salon. I said, you have to bring my Three Blonde Moms show. And so they booked us tonight.
Oh my God.
I know. Wow. And I'll give two tickets away if they want to call. I think I gave you a number
there
somewhere.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, you know what? Let's just throw that out there right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'm telling you, if you've never seen the Three Blonde Moms, who's going to be in it? Do you guys have, like, different people all now? I mean, I know Bo's. Is she flying in here tonight? Okay,
Beaumont Bacon flew in yesterday from Rhode Island.
She is
hilarious. Oh, my gosh. And then Stephanie Blum, who actually has two TV series going on TLC and Discovery Family.
Stephanie Blum. Okay, yeah.
You met Stephanie Blum met her?
No, I met her, but she hasn't been in
She's
here
great.
Yet.
She's really funny. She has three kids under 10.
Oh, my God.
Gosh. And, I mean, you know, she's not sleeping. She's just so,
existing. Yeah.
She's a superhuman.
I get it. I know. That's
superhuman.
Great.
She's our
so
dirty blonde.
So, again, that is at Fanatic Salon, Culver City, tonight at 7:30. And do you have a website or anything for them if they?
Yes. If you want to check out the details, it's the number 3, blondemoms.com. Don't do the word 3. You'll get a whole different set of moms.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of something.
Some moms
funny.
Have a little more spare time.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's
so
funny.
It's a number 3. Okay, blonde moms. And then in Valencia,
I was just
going to
say, Oh, and great. Okay, I love it. That's so close. We could all go there too.
Totally.
So that's May 7th in Valencia, and that's on your website, right?
On the website. There's a Facebook page also. Three blonde moms.
I'll put it on my. And also, I want to remind everybody to get our newsletters. Those newsletters go out every single week, and they tell about everybody who's here in my studio. Gives their information. That's what we do. I'm really passionate about who I have on my show, and it's all about really just bringing the brighter side of life.
I love your show for that.
Thank you.
Beautiful, bright spots.
There's so much going on in the world, and it's why not just bring all the passionate things that can add to our life, add to our every day. So
totally. I mean, lifting spirits is what we try and do, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And Kim,
we do.
It's unbelievable. Like, I've worked in 47 states, and I can tell you right now that most people are extremely nice and wonderful.
They are.
Honestly.
It's the truth.
The news
media,
we just have to shut off the news and listen to your show.
I'm telling you. God, from your mouth to God's ears, I'm telling you. That's it. You know, it's funny. Also, I do want to remind everybody out there, I have a team down at Dodger Stadium for Susan G. Komen. That is March 12th. And so it's an early day down there, but I'm really excited to share some of my team spots with anybody out there. So call us right now. It's a great cause, and there's a 5K. You can walk it, you can just hang with us. We've got a booth down there, and I'd love you guys to all be a part of that. So
great.
Anyways, let's go back to let's take a really quick break, huh, Tom? He's like already like totally confused with all his blondes in here right now. Stay with us. I'm gonna give out some tickets right now. We've got tickets to tonight, and that is Three Blonde Moms. We got tickets to Valencia, the show on Mother's Day, and also I've got Kentucky Derby Gala tickets, and that is for May 7th, and that's at the Access TLC Hospice Foundation. And oh my God, I'm telling you, it's all about casino games, live auction, and Southern fashion. And it's going to be so much fun. And again, the hats, exactly. And it's all about a win-win. So stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805.
Not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Help Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles County, eradicate breast cancer by racing for the cure. 25% of net funds raised fund research. The other 75% provides local funding for crucial breast health services for Los Angelinos in need. Register today at KomenLACounty.org or call 310-575-3011.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you that we have been here since 6 o'clock this morning. And of course, I know that's early, but why not start your day in a positive way, right? Are you an early bird, Lydia?
I am now.
Yeah. How about you, Joni? Are you an early bird? You're out late. I know. Yeah, I tell you. You know, it's funny. As I wake up without an alarm, you know, and just kind of start my day. But I kind of love that really quiet time in the morning, my coffee and just kind of writing my blogs. And
ever since raising boys, I've been up early. It's been 21
years.
Yeah,
boys are, I've got two and two. I've got two girls and two boys.
Oh,
and
wow.
Now I have three great grandchildren, not great, three, they're great, but three grand boys.
Twins, right?
Yeah, twins and another one.
Gosh,
yeah, they're so beautiful.
Exciting.
The other night I did hair all day and my daughter calls me and she goes, Mom, where are you? And I'm like, almost home. She's like, could you turn around and help me put the boys to sleep? They're not wanting to go to sleep. And I'm like, of course.
Oh,
so I go there.
Lucky.
We've got them. And I'm like, I don't think they're tired yet. Mom, they have to. She's like so rigid because she's twins, right?
Yeah.
We bring them and I'm like, let's just bring them back in the other room. And they're like, Grandma's here. You can hear it. They're only 10 months old. They don't, but their eyes were saying, I didn't really want to go to sleep,
so
you know.
So,
yeah,
we do have to be morning people. And then if I work at night, I'm a morning person and a night person.
Yeah.
So between 4 and 6, and also from traveling and doing stuff in the morning like radio shows, I have a shutdown time between 4 and 6 p.m. It's like my whole body clock just goes nap time. It's time for a nap. But I think coming as a mom going to drive your kids to school, we need transitional outfits. Like not pajamas and not like clothes.
Oh, that's a really good, yeah.
We need like clothes. Transitional, yeah. In case you break down or you have to stop somewhere.
Like make sure you have underwear on, right?
Exactly. No, clean, yeah. Like they always say clean.
Yes, underwear. Right.
But it's like it looks like sweats, but you could sleep in
a space suit.
Yeah.
Need to like...
A spacesuit is
ready
that what
to
said?
Jump into.
It's just sweats, right? It's just sweats.
Totally sweats.
Yeah, there you
but
go.
But my daughter forbids me to wear sweats. You know, she's 15 now.
Oh,
yeah. I'm not allowed. Mom.
Did she ask you to like park at the end of the street and let her walk up without you yet? You know?
Yeah. I did that at 7 years old.
I know.
Seven?
Don't shadow me, Mom.
Yeah.
Shadow.
Oh, God. I know. I tell you. You know, it's crazy. It's so weird how life changes. And, you know, and now I'm like, I had a doctor's appointment this last week. My mom asked me every time I'm older now, right? And she's like, honey, do you want me to go to the doctor? I'm like, no, mom, I'm fine. I wanted her at my doctor's appointment this last week, you know? And I'm God, why didn't I let her? You know, it's
how
like.
How are you coping?
I'm just wish I could here. Interview you. I'm just here. Yeah. You know, I have always learned to just walk and breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one foot in front of the other.
Yeah. And I know that there's, you know, I'm numb. Yeah. And I'm going to just get through it. I mean, it's never going to, you know. No. Luckily, she was such a dominant, amazing person in my life. So.
Gosh, she really was an I've met her many times before.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that one time.
No. See, isn't that crazy?
I've seen her before.
We have our next guest, and I want you guys to stay with me on this and join us. Cool. We've got Jane Bryant Quinn, and her book is How to Make Your Money Last. I figured, you know, maybe we all could learn something here. So, Jane, are you there?
I'm here. Kim, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here.
I'm happy to be with you.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And is this your first book?
No, I have written many books on personal finance. I've got a sort of a big, thick book called Making the Most of Your Money Now, which is a whole complete guide to personal finance, and that's been on the market a long time. I keep updating it, and it keeps selling, and I'm very happy about that.
Wow. Are you a CPA, or what's your background?
My background is a financial reporter. Oh. I've had a column in Newsweek. I had a column in the Washington Post. I've been on the CBS Morning and Evening News. So I've been a financial reporter for a long time, and it was, at the beginning, an unusual profession for a woman to be in.
Yeah.
In fact, when I first started writing for the newspapers, I had to use my initials, J.B. Quinn.
So they didn't know that you were a woman?
So
oh, my gosh.
Know. I mean, it goes back there. Of course, now all of that is over. I'm happy
I always say, I am woman, watch me roar, right? You know, I'm all about that. And I love that song. So, but, you know, we need to stand in our own shoes and stand up. And I love what you do. So what is the main challenge of retirement, and how can we meet them head on?
Well, I think the main thing is first to understand how long we're likely to live. You know, you don't think about that when you're younger, but we are celebrating my mother's 101st birthday.
You're so blessed, and I just lost my mom so unexpectedly.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and wow, what a blessing.
It's a great. By the way, my dear, wonderful mother, who is very sharp and with it, got married 3 years ago to a young man of 86.
Oh, my gosh.
Wonderful.
That's great.
So when I think about longevity, you know, then I think about women and how important it is for us to save, because we live longer, generally speaking, than our men. And it is absolutely essential that women know something about their money. Now, my book, How to Make Your Money Last, is about planning for retirement and working, you know, what you should do with Social Security and with what kind of savings you have and how do you make it last over a very, very long life. But you have to start younger, and just being aware that you can't say somebody else is going to do it. You can't say my dad will do it. You can't say my husband will do it. You say, you know, I need to know something about the insurance and the credit cards and the 401k.
No, I know that you have five stages of retirement. What are those five stages?
The five stages are, because when you go into retirement, there's an emotional transition as well as a financial transition. You have to get used to not being a radio broadcaster and all of a sudden being retired. That's
right.
A huge change. And the first one is you get a little worried, you know, when you're thinking of retiring, and you talk to your friends, and maybe you think you'll be all right, but you're not sure. And then the next one is the honeymoon, and you say, I'm free, it's wonderful. But then the question is, free to do what? And there's often a period of depression shortly after people retire, because, you know, you're used to going to the studio every morning. I'm used to sitting down at a keyboard and writing. And then you suddenly say, you know, what am I going to do?
Right. Well, you know, when you're saying that, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're I'm Kim. I'm here with Joni and Lydia and Tom. And of course, we're talking with Jane Bryant Quinn. We're talking about how to make your money last. And, you know, I think that there's different chapters in your life, you know, and you have to always be ready to open up a new chapter. And when you're, you know, I still do hair. Now I have my radio show. I'm a grandma. You know, I'm a mom. It's like, you know, never give up. Just keep adding all those things. I mean, is that what you both do, right?
Yeah. Well,
constantly stay creative. And
Yeah.
Well, and you must, you know, if you're 50, 55, 60, 65, you know, whenever that stage comes, you have another 20 or 30 years to live.
Yep.
I mean, what are you going to do with it? And if you think about it, when you get out of high school or college and you have to invent a life for yourself, and you do that, and you go through your life, and you have kids, and then you're a grandma, as I am too, and then when your paycheck stops, if you retire, it's like being back at the start of your life. All of a sudden, here is this empty field again, and you have to create something for yourself to be useful, to be occupied, to be happy. It's a huge challenge. So when you are planning on thinking about retirement, you have to think about the emotional side and what you are going to do, as well as, of course, all important financial side.
Wow. So what is the safest step that people can take?
You know, if you ask older people what they wish they had done, what they would have changed, there's one answer, and I'll bet you can guess it.
Spend more money?
Save more.
Spend more money.
Yeah, we're all like, wait, what? You know, yeah. Okay, you know. Well, you know what's interesting is I always think, you know, that one more purse or that one more outfit, right? Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like pay yourself first, right? Meaning your savings, okay? But yet at the same time, you know, I'm looking at, God, you got to live life. You know, there's such a balance there.
All of this is true, Kim. And the thing is that when you reach retirement, as all of us eventually will, what you have, you have. You're not suddenly going to say money is going to fall out of the sky.
No, that is very true. And you can't work as hard anymore when you're older.
You've got whatever you got, and then you have to create a life from what you've got. And maybe you have more because you didn't buy that purse. Maybe you have a little less because you did buy that purse. Whichever side you're on, you have to reorganize yourself, your life, your finances, and say, this is what I've got. And I have to, what I call, right-size my life so that whatever income I have from my savings, I can live on it.
Right.
It's not magic, you know. You just have there. You've got X amount of money, and you're going to live for 20 years, 30 years. What are you going to do?
Jane, where do we find your book?
Where to find my book?
Yes.
Yes, on my website, janebryantquinn.com. At Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. It was published by Simon & Schuster. It just came out in early January, and it has been the top-selling retirement book.
Wow, congratulations.
Which I'm very happy about.
That's great. Well, I thank you so much for sharing it here on my show, The Kim Pagano Show, and I hope that you share my show with everybody. And if you're on Facebook, share us and like us.
I will do that. We all tweet and retweet, right?
You got it. That's what it's all about. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jane.
Thank you all.
All right. Thank you. Well, ladies, we have another interview, but I definitely want to find out a little bit more about what we're going to find at Three Blonde Moms. So if you could share with everybody.
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, I'm selling my purses.
Cool. No.
She's selling all her fancy purses.
We have been touring. Like, we'll go like twice a month, you know, in Wisconsin, which was 30 below or something.
Oh, was
it's
it?
The kind of cold where you walk outside and you can't help but swear because it hits your face like someone just slapped you.
Oh,
you know, it's just like, it's a crazy cold. If you're from California, you're just not used to it. But Three Blonde Moms, what I'm doing now is on Saturday, tonight, I have people coming to see, we're going to do a comedy special. You know, it's long overdue, mm-hmm. you know, to have a comedy special. And I want to have it sort of scripted where you see us getting ready before the show. So it's not like a fancy, you know, like a regular comedy special. You actually see us, you know, in the sweats, you know, getting the kids all ready. We've got gummy bears on our back driving there in our van.
Oh, my gosh,
you know,
yeah.
So you see all the funny stuff getting ready for the show. And then we come out, you know, like Vegas.
And you guys are hilarious.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
One of the best acts in America.
It really is. No, it's so relatable. That's what's so funny about it. And each one of you are so different and you play a different part of our lives.
It's true.
Know? And I hope I always look at, like, you know, I'm like, which one am I? You know? So I wanted to be always the one that was, I think it was Donna, right? Because,
of
the, you know, put together and, you know, so. But now that I have grandchildren, I'm just real. It's all about being real. And I think that that's the biggest thing that we want to take from Three Blonde Moms is that we're all moms. We're all trying to do the best possible job that we can.
I even say that. I just say, aren't we all just doing the best that we can?
Right.
You know, and if you aren't one of us, you know one of us. You know, and
Everybody has had a mom.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all
men love the show too because they have aunts and
kids
and everything else.
No, you could totally relate to a part of it. So anyways, I thank both of you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And I want you to come back again and please share my show with everyone.
Of course.
And again, you know, if you are just tuning in with us right now, please stay for our 2 to 3 show. That is our recovery show. And Sherry Gaba is going to be joining us on that show. And of course, that's sponsored by Soba. We'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
Looking for a new restaurant to try in Camarillo? Join Mission Oaks Cafe for a fresh and local dining experience. Mission Oaks Cafe now features a new menu, elegant wine pairing nights, authentic Mexican tamale Tuesdays, the Build-A-Burger, ribeye Fridays, live music every weekend, and a full bar. Mission Oaks Cafe can also take care of all your catering orders, big or small. Open 7 days a week. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at missionoakscafe.com.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life right here in the 805. My next guest is Christine Henteleff. And we've actually met at a couple places, and I bought your jewelry. I love what you do. And I'm really excited to kind of tell a little bit about your journey. And so I'm so excited that you are here with us on the Kim Pagano Show. Christine, welcome.
Thank you, Kim. It's a joy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about who you are and also Vivi and what who is Vivi?
Okay, Vivi is a direct selling fashion jewelry company. It actually is an acronym. It stands for Vision, Inspiration, Value, and Independence.
Mm.
We offer a high-quality line of fashion jewelry. It's all priced under $50, which offers women, you know, across the country the opportunity to not only look and feel their best, but it also gives them a viable way to create substantial income and be independent business owners if they, you know, should wish to do so.
So this is a perfect, you know, business or an opportunity, I would say, for either somebody that has kids or somebody that is just looking for some extra income, correct?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. And now, is this, I'm looking here, how long have they been in business?
Well, we like to say we're the oldest new company around. Vivi is actually formerly Cookie Lee Jewelry.
Oh.
And yeah, a lot of people are familiar with Cookie Lee. We've been in business for 25 years, but we rebranded last year, last April actually, 14 months ago, and the response has been just off the charts. We're attracting a completely new demographic of entrepreneurial women who are looking for, you know, different ways to contribute to their household income, yet still have the flexibility they need to have healthy work-life balance. So it's been great.
Ooh, I love it. Okay, so of course, you know, every woman loves jewelry, and I am like right there in line with that. I'd love to, it's, and you know, the one show that I went to was actually one of my clients that I do her hair. And you made everybody feel so welcome, look so welcome,
oh.
And all the jewelry just seemed to like everybody needed it, you know?
Thank
like when
you.
You need
that's my goal.
A piece of jewelry, I think that that's what so, you know, makes you feel really like kind of sentimental.
Right. Well, that is our goal. We want to make sure women not only look good, feel good, and have fun while they're at a social.
I love it. You're so in line with my show, look good, feel good, and do good. So how did you choose to be an independent, Vivi, personal stylist?
Well, let's see, 13 years ago, I had a 1.5 and a 3-year-old, and I had quit corporate America to be a stay-at-home mom. And truth be told, I got a little antsy because I'm just an outside field kind of person. I had worked my whole life, and my girlfriend had brought me a whole bunch of little 3x3-inch Zip-It baggies of jewelry. She said, just guess what we're going to do. So like any mom, you know, when you've got kids that young, you might want to get out of the house every once in a while for a couple of hours for adult conversation. So I embraced it and thought I would just be the jewelry lady for a Christmas season. And what turned into a 13-year career with this unbelievable company and has just really broadened my mind into the direct selling industry, and it's just been a blast. I have a business that I've had, as I say, for 13 years, meeting unbelievable women, making, you know, women see the trends, feel better about themselves. It's odd how jewelry can really just be that cherry on top of the sundae for their outfit for the day. And it just, you know, it builds self-confidence. And so I've really enjoyed that for the last several years.
Wow, I like that. So question, okay, is, okay, how do women make money with it?
Ah, well, that's really up to them, and that's probably one of the best parts about being a Vivi stylist. We have no inventory requirements, so that means personal stylists can sell online through their own personal websites. They can promote their business through social media networks. They can host Vivi socials, like when I met you for the first time, either in person or online. And if they want to, they can even have a cash and carry business, and that's what I do. I love to bring the jewelry into somebody's home, have them have a girl's day or a girl's night out. Women love immediate gratification, so they can take their jewelry with them that day. And it's just a win-win-win. The hostess who is, you know, opening up her home for that couple of hours will earn free and discounted jewelry just for having her girlfriends over and having a little bit of fun. If you can throw that in, you can also add the fundraisers. I mean, we do a lot of philanthropy work where we can do fundraisers with any nonprofit organization, and we like to give back to the community. So there's just so many different ways that stylists can make money, give back, and even build a team, and that's where additional income is made if you want to be a team leader.
So I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, all of our shows, we have a podcast. You can listen there. You can listen online. And we're talking right now with Christine Henteleff, and she is really represents Vivi. And, you know, I love the vision, inspiration, value, and independence. And, you know, it's independence means you can do all the other things that are still necessary in our life, right, and yet have a business. And what's more fun than having a jewelry business? So I want to ask, what is the most important trends in fashion right now in jewelry and accessories this year?
Well, we've got three working right now. The first one is called Candy Crush, which really showcases beautiful pastels, lots of what we call arm candy. And it transitions seamlessly between spring and summer, which adds freshness and approachability to the pastel line. And it gives this collection a much more broad appeal. The second trend is called Fantastic Voyage, and this takes the classic boho sort of up a notch. These pieces transition between casual weekend to business professional completely effortlessly. For women who like to sort of throw it on and go, you know, the Fantastic Voyage pieces offer a finished yet polished look with a sort of a dash of fun and adventure. And then we've got our third trend, which is called Spring Awakening. And this is a little bit more classic, timeless look, while at the same time being very on trend and relevant. This is perfect for a variety of looks and occasions. We really suggest everything from business classics to bridal looks really can be polished with these pieces from, you know, this particular trend. More pearls and diamonds and, you know, what every woman likes to wear.
I was just going to say, can't get any better. I mean, pearls I love, diamonds I love, hearts I love, roses, you know.
It's
kind of, and you guys tend to really have those kind of looks. Now, is it so different from business to pleasure? Is there really a big difference?
Say that again. What?
Well, business to pleasure, you know, is the change so different?
Oh, you're talking about in the trends. Well, sometimes, yes. If you work in a business place and you might be wearing, you know, more of a classic pearl look, and then you're going to go out maybe for dinner or cocktails and you want to sort of edge it up, you might just throw on a bigger pair of earrings, like chandelier earrings or a cuff that might not be exactly appropriate in the business world. So that's what we mean by being able to transition seamlessly. You can take one look and just add one or two pieces and perhaps a jacket and completely change that style that you've got on for that day.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so let me ask you, what type of training and support do people need to be an independent personal stylist?
Well, you know, we really offer so much different types of training. We obviously offer free training and support to all independent stylists. There's online training through the company. We offer conference calls and webinars. Really, when anybody starts their Vivi business, they start under a mentor who is always the best source of training and support. So like for us here out in Ventura County, we offer a team meeting on the first Tuesday of the month where all stylists are welcome, whether they're on your team or not. It's just sort of like a community of stylists that get together. We network, we train, we help each other build a business. We get ideas on different ways to wear jewelry. And most importantly, we have fun. You know, it's a community that we try to build to help support each other in our individual businesses, because everybody's goal, I guess, is different. You know, some people do this full-time, some do it part-time. And whatever your goals are, we want to make sure that you reach them.
Yeah, no, I love it. And again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, this is something that anybody could do, right? How, Christine, how would they get in touch with to find out how to get to be their own business?
Well, all they would need to do is go online, and I can give you that website. It's super short and easy. It's www.bevivi.com, and that's spelled BEVIVI.com, and just click on the join button up in the right-hand corner. You'll be directed to a Vivi independent stylist in your area. We have plenty of leaders here in Ventura County, and we would just love to help you get started if that's something you're interested in doing.
Now, here's a question, okay. Do they have to be pretty outgoing to be a Vivi, producer?
You know, I get that question a lot because I happen to be outgoing, but really, you don't. I mean, you need to be the best you can be. And that's what I tell the people on my team is not everybody is a loud, crazy Italian like me. So, you know, some people are a little bit more reserved. And as long as you're having fun, people sense, how genuine you are. And typically, stylists love the jewelry. They love what they're doing. And that will show through. So I've had the most quiet and shy stylists be very successful in this business, and they're not as outgoing as others. But as long as you're a people person, if you enjoy interacting with other women and learning trends and sharing those trends with other ladies, they just love that. And it's just great conversation. So no, you don't have to be super outgoing. Does it help? Probably, but
yeah, but you know what? It's almost like feeling good in your own skin, right? You go
exactly
to somebody's house, you make them feel welcome, they make you feel welcome. it's kind of like a girlfriend, you know. To be a friend, you have to have a friend, you have to be a friend. And it's just complimenting each other and finding the right jewelry that makes you feel good, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Well, I know that we are so excited that you have joined our show and that we've got some giveaways. But if they don't win on our show, where can they go to find and look at all this great jewelry from Vivi?
Same website, that same www.bvivi.com. When you go to that website, you can click on shop, you can click on join, or you can click on host. So if becoming a Vivi stylist isn't something somebody's interested in doing, but they sure would like to throw a girl's night out and earn free and discounted jewelry, we can hook you up for that too.
Wow. And what are some of the other benefits that we might not have mentioned? Because do any men do this?
Some.
Okay.
I would love to have a man on my team. But
I know. And you're talking about teams, and I know we have a couple minutes left.
Okay.
Talk to us. So when somebody calls, do they get on your team? How does that work, or do they just join Vivi?
Well, they can join Vivi. They can pick a person, or they can just let the company pick for them. So when they go to our website, a leader in their local area is assigned to them unless they know who they want to sign up under. So it's really up to that person going to the website.
And really, the amount of money that they make is really up to them, right?
It is. And you know, one of the other advantages that I always like to share with people thinking about it is that we have an unbelievable destination trip opportunity for each and every stylist. You don't have to be a full-timer. Even a part-timer can earn an all-expense-paid trip. We're actually leaving in 10 days for Curacao. For 5 days, it's just going to be amazing. And they've taken us, oh my goodness, Kim, all over the world from Europe. Last year, we went to Jamaica, and the trip that everybody is aiming for this year that we would actually be taking in 2017 is Costa Rica. So, all over. And, you know, who does that? Who gives you an all-expense-paid trip just for doing your job? So
I think
the biggest carrot out there other than, of course, making income. So
yeah. Now, if somebody's listening right now and they're going, God, I might have some extra time to do this, and you said there's not a lot of outcome in your or output in your money, right?
No.
It's just, do they give lessons? Do they really tell them what to do?
Oh, yeah. That is part of all of the free training. You are absolutely in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Mm-hmm. And we're all about making sure women set a reasonable goal and just go after it. We don't want to set somebody up for failure. We want to see that woman, you know, soar and achieve those goals, whether it's, you know, just extra spending money. Some women just want to make a couple extra $100 to go mad shopping money.
Dang.
But other people are looking to pay bills or pay mortgages or save for college for their kids. And so I like to,
I'm going to recommend this to a few of my friends that, you know, they just have that extra hand and they already have a good eye for it. We are almost at the end. And of course, can you give out Vivi's how to get in touch with you again?
Absolutely. It's www.bvivi, that's spelled BEVIVI.com.
Okay, great. And Christine, you know what? So much fun talking with you. I'm so excited to have you guys be a part of our show and to share this with everyone. And I look forward to really talking to you about more things because I think every couple of months you guys changed the look, right?
Oh, we have new jewelry coming out every month. So absolutely.
Okay. Keep me in mind for all the hearts.
I will.
I think that's what I bought from you the last time.
You did.
and so if somebody wants to have a party, should they call in right now?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. And what does that really entail?
Oh, they can either go to the website. What does it entail to throw a party, you mean?
Yeah.
Easy.
We have like a second left.
Okay, couple hours, pop open a bottle of wine, invite your friends. We'll have some fun.
You got it. Christine Henteleff, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
Show the brighter side of life here in the 805. And I can't recommend Vivi enough to everybody out there. It's just, obviously, it's everybody that already knew what it was all about with Cookie Lee and now, of course, Vivi, right?
That's it.
I love it. All right. Thank you so much, Christine, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
You got it. All right.
We are at the end of our show, and oh, my God, I feel like I've just been having tea with old girlfriends here. I mean, young girlfriends, right?
Yeah.
Well, I do want to remind everybody again, you know what? It's all about the brighter side of life. And Joni, give out your website one more time.
Sure. There's two. It's JoniFagan.com, JoaniFagan.com, or 3blondemoms.com, the number 3, BLONDEMOMS.com.
There you go. And Lydia Cornell, thank you so much for
thank
being here.
You.
Give out your
Love
website.
You. LydiaCornell.com, LYDIA.
cornell.com. And then I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Great. And you know what? You both are going to come back, and we're going to talk longer. And anyways, all of you, it's been such a pleasure. And again, thank you so much for all of the input from all of our listeners. People were calling in last week saying, we don't want to win anything. We just want to be the support that you've given us.
Aww.
And so I truly, that is just so heartfelt for me. I do want to end our show with a Mona happiness today. And every morning is a chance at a new day. And so with that, I thank you so much for being here. Start your day in a positive way. And you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here. And I'll talk to you later at 2 o'clock.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Help Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles County, eradicate breast cancer by racing for the cure. 25% of net funds raised fund research. The other 75% provides local funding for crucial breast health services for Los Angelinos in need. Register today at KomenLAcounty.org or call 310-575-3011.